1510 KFNN, it's business for breakfast here at 6:45 on this Tuesday morning. I'm Ken Morgan. Here's Julie Doherty.
Hi, Ken. We are open and trading. The Dow's up 15 points, S&P up 6, NASDAQ up 10.
Starting yesterday, we began to learn about companies that were nominated for the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award ceremony coming up in May. And today, again, we're talking with somebody in Category 1. This is a company with 1 to 10 employees. Deborah Johnson is here. I don't know why I'm looking right at your name, Deborah. I don't know why I couldn't pronounce it.
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning,
Julie.
You are the managing member for EcoEdge. Tell us about your company. What do you do?
We work with fleets and industrial operations to improve profits and reduce environmental impact. What that means is we match companies and their challenges with innovative, eco-efficient solutions.
What kind of company would come to you and get your help?
We work with construction, mining, anything that has heavy equipment, as well as transportation, such as trucking, anybody with buses, fleets, etc.
And what do? You convert these vehicles somehow?
Well, what we do is we have a set of featured solutions that we have validated using a consumer report style analysis and due diligence. Using third-party testing and so forth to make sure that these technologies work. And then we match them to the company's challenges, such as needing to improve fuel economy, reducing maintenance costs, things like that.
How many years have you been around with EcoEdge?
We've been doing this for over 8 years now.
And back when you first got started, what was your thinking?
Well, my thinking was this was an opportunity to help companies save money and do something for the environment, both of which fit with my values and my background.
And tell us about your background. What did you do before that?
My prior life, I'm a recovering CPA.
Oh, I'm so sorry. No, they're great, good people. It's just a little different what you're doing now, isn't it?
It's a lot different. I enjoy April 15th much more.
Okay, now this may be a little embarrassing, but step aside and pretend you're not Deborah Johnson for a second, and tell us why you think EcoEdge was nominated for this award.
Well, I think EcoEdge was nominated because we have been raising the bar in an industry where there are a lot of products that, shall we say, don't live up to their claims. We've been trying to find those ones that do and that are good for the environment and help companies get a comfort level and remove the risk of adopting those technologies.
Can you explain a little more what you mean by products not living up to their claims?
Oh, you've all heard of additives that maybe claim that they can get 20-30% better fuel economy.
For years, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, we just try to find ones that we can validate, we can, with very, very controlled methods, show exactly what they do.
Well, I know it's an honor for you to be nominated for this award, and we wish you the best of luck. Of course, we wish everybody best of luck, and here it's just great to be nominated for the Ethics Award. And it's good to talk about good companies, you know, instead of all the bad guys all the time.
Well, it's a great honor. We are really appreciative of our nomination and of the companies that support us.
ECOEDGECO.com, EcoEdgeCompany.com is the website there. Deborah Johnson is the managing member for the company, and we thank you very much for joining us, and congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you so much, Ken and Julie. Appreciate having me.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.